All three people aboard were killed when the Piper PA-46 they were in crashed during takeoff from Ranseau, Illinois, and burned on the runway. You're listening to ABC News.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-653-1866. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-653-1866. Again, 1-800-653-1866.
An autopsy was planned either today or tomorrow on Amy Winehouse's body. Authorities say it'll be tomorrow at the earliest before they'll release any results from a postmortem. While cause of death has not been determined, Winehouse's struggles with substance abuse were well documented. Alan Light is a contributing editor to Rolling Stone magazine.
You have, you know, Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots 16 times in rehab. People can go through these kinds of patterns and, you know, she just didn't, you know, for whatever reason, whether internal or external, find a way to get out of it.
Amy Winehouse was 27. Meanwhile, there's word of the death of a 1940s Hollywood starlet.
Because of her famous curves, Life magazine nicknamed her the Anatomic Bomb. Linda Christian made her film debut with Danny Kaye in the 1944 musical comedy Up in Arms. In 1954, she starred as James Bond's love interest in the TV adaptation of the novel Casino Royale.
I'll see you to your room.
I'd rather see you to yours.
Her daughter says she died Friday in Palm Desert after battling colon cancer. Linda Christian was 87. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
The Comic-Con science fiction fantasy convention continues in San Diego. About 6,000 people saying happy birthday to Patrick Stewart, the star of Star Trek and X-Men, turned 71 this month. He lends his voice to a 900-year-old tree in the upcoming animated musical Dorothy of Oz. This is ABC News.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Beach House Hotel in Hermosa Beach. Yeah, well, this took some magic, so use your imagination. The Beach House Hotel is a beautiful facility, but I couldn't move everything over there quick enough. So one of these days, we'll just be down there as well. I am Francoise, your host for the next hour, Traveling with Francoise, and I am having a great, great time. This entire weekend brings back such wonderful memories for me. I lived on the Strand in Hermosa Beach for 10 years. In fact, we had the only house with a Mickey Mouse phone in the window on the Strand there. And the Strand runs about 26 miles of tan, toned, and beautiful bodies. Trust me. I mean, it is just eye candy. It's a wonderful place to visit, a wonderful place to live. Had lots of fun there, met so many nice people. On Facebook, I sent out a notice, and I want to tell you this because it's really funny. On Facebook, I've been Facebooking all week about my trip down here to Hermosa Beach, and I put on there about the Mickey Mouse phone. And one of my Facebook friends, Phil, said, because he described the house perfectly. It was amazing. I didn't describe the house. He remembers the phone. And that's what, you know, that's that's the difference between the people that live and play on the beaches in Hermosa. Is it's just a community. It's a small world. They talk to everyone. Really, really lots of fun. Of course, there's the bike riding, the roller skating, the walking, the joggers, the dog parks. There's so much going on over there in Hermosa Beach, and it's just... like I say, not only is it a great place to live, but it's a wonderful destination to visit. It's just more of a community feel. You're part of the community when you're there visiting. You're part of everything going on Pier Street. You're part of everything happening on the beach. You're just part of the entire Hermosa Beach experience. So I really, really encourage everyone, you know, you want to come out here and play on the beach and have a great time. Hermosa Beach, Beast House Hotel, great place to come. So now for those of you who missed the first hour, it was all about Redondo Beach and the Portofino Hotel with great guests and lots of fun and information. And we're going to do the same in this hour. Now, Valley is back at home working the board. Sorry, Valley, as I sit here with my Mai Tai and in my bikini and watching all the hard bodies go by. Sorry,
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I know.
You're having a great time, aren't you?
Having a great, great time. The weather's been fantastic, and just the people here have been wonderful as well. Now, in this hour, we have Kevin McCarthy with us. He is the general manager of the Beach House Hotel in Hermosa Beach, and we also are going to talk about the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach. It's been there for 33 years. I went there the other night, had a phenomenal time, so we're going to talk about that. It's a must visit when you are in Hermosa Beach. And we're going to have 2000 Olympic gold medalist in beach volleyball join us. Eric, now I broke down his whole last name, so I'm probably going to say it wrong now that I broke it all down. Fenoya Moana. There we go. That's close. I'll get it. See, I was breaking it down. I should have just left it the way it was. So, and reason for having Eric on is beach volleyball is such a huge part of the lifestyle here in Hermosa Beach. So I thought it would be fun and interesting to tell you what's going on. In fact, beach volleyball competition basically started in Hermosa Beach. I mean, it's where it was all founded, and now worldwide they compete in the Olympics and all sorts of things, all because of what was happening on the beaches here in Hermosa Beach. So now during this hour, all non-Club Francoise members will be registering to win one of two trips. And the first one is to Redondo Beach, the Crown Plaza Hotel. And the second one is going to be to the Beach House Hotel. It's a two-night stay in Hermosa Beach, and it has also a great little beach tote bag full of all your beach necessities in there. You're going to love it there. It's right on the strand, right next to the pier where everything's happening. Really a great, great place. So we're going to find out more about the Beach House Hotel shortly. But so everyone will be able to call 760-320-8255. That's 760-320-8255. Or toll free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. Valley is going to take your name to be included in both drawings, and we'll be drawing those later on because next week on television, next two weekends on KESQ, we will be covering the beaches. One will be Redondo Beach and one will be Hermosa Beach, so we have to include everybody there as well. And included in this package also is going to be a $50 gift certificate to the Blue Water Grill. So you're going to have all sorts of great things, going to be a lot of fun, and you sign up. The phones are open now. Now, what makes Hermosa Beach so unique is not only you're playing with the visitors, you're also playing with the community. When you're out and about, you are with members of the community who love their area. Everyone is loyal to the Hermosa Beach area, and they will help you in any of the questions you have. They all have their own suggestions on where is a great place to eat, so many great places to eat, where is the great place to do this and that. Definitely you'll hear it from the community members. So we have a lot to talk about. Again, the numbers you need to know, they are 760-320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And remember, all of this is going to be posted on travelingwithfrancoise.com after I leave, which I really don't want to, but after I leave and get back to the desert, I'll make sure everything is up and running, and you guys can go to the website, check it out yourself, and plan your own trip. Make your own reservations to come and stay in Hermosa Beach and have your own fabulous time. Bring the kids, just come by yourself. Either way, bring the new girlfriend, boyfriend, however you do it, you're going to have a great, great time in Hermosa Beach. I like I say, I live here 10 years, and I know all about it. With us right now is Kevin McCarthy. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here with us today. Now, I can easily sum up the Beach House Hotel in one word, location, because you have it all right there. But tell us a little bit about the hotel as a whole.
Well, the hotel was originated some 13 years ago, where the owners started our sister property in Half Moon Bay, just south of San Francisco. And it was a great concept and one that has just blossomed because of the location. It has 96 rooms, all suite in nature, and the views, as you saw, are spectacular.
Non-stop action, folks. Non-stop. And you can sit on your balcony, relax with your hors d'oeuvres, have a little something to drink, and you have a show right there. It's phenomenal. Now, you have 96 loft suite boutique. It's a boutique hotel. What is a loft suite?
Well, basically, it includes the bedroom area with a king-size bed, a step-down living room with a fireplace, a sofa, stereo system, refrigerator, a little wet bar area, and just perfect for a weekend, a week stay. And again, the patio, people watching, is what most people do when they get there.
You can become mesmerized by just watching the action that's going on the strand. Now, again, we were talking about location, and you are on the strand. And now, for a lot of my listeners who are going, okay, what is this strand? What is it? How would you describe, since you are there now there every day, how would you describe the strand to my listeners? Because there is a beach on the other side of it.
Exactly. The strand is a concept that had come up years and years ago about how to get from one part of town to the other, and it's just been added on from one city to the next, and it's 26 miles, as you so indicated, and you can bike ride, you can walk, you can jog, you can rollerblade, you can just about do anything on the strand as long as it's not electric.
Oh, really? They don't allow any, okay, any, no segways or things like that?
None whatsoever.
Yeah, because the people are, there's such a pace going on the strand. If you're just kind of strolling, you sort of need to move off to the side.
Exactly. Yes. The crowds do get large, and it's just a great place to say hello, to meet people, and see neighbors.
Okay, now when we're staying at the Beach House Hotel, okay, we're obviously right on the strand. The beach is right there. Everything is right there. I have my car. What, beach parking can be a nightmare. What do I do with my car at the Beach House Hotel?
Well, we have a garage that is part of the beach house. The city controls the second, third floor, and the beach house has the first floor, so that all our guests driving have parking. There is a fee involved, but it's right there, convenient. The valet people will unload your luggage. The bellman will take it in, park your car, and you're off doing the things that you do when you go to the beach.
Well, I found, really, you can park the car. You don't even need a car, because something that really wasn't there when we lived there, 20 years ago or so, the taxi service wasn't like it is now. When we were leaving the Comedy and Magic Club, I was totally amazed at the taxi service out there now, available to everybody. So you could actually fly in from all corners of the world, just get to the Beach House Hotel and use the taxi service.
Yes, and again, it's the issue of parking. And parking is probably one of the biggest efforts that people find or have to find when they come to the beach. And then, hence, the city of Hermosa said, let's make sure we have ample taxis to get people in and out of town, and at the same time get people from one end to the other, or to all the beaches right here in the South Bay. And so it's just very convenient, and Even 7 miles to the airport of LAX is just perfect.
And folks, again, we're listening to Kevin McCarthy. He is our guest right now, the general manager of the Beach House Hotel, which is actually beach-house.com to check it out right at this very second. If you can't wait, I have a lot of listeners, Kevin, that when I'm talking, they go, they find it, they research, so they are actually there. So when we start webcasting the show, we'll have to bring the cameras down, and we'll be showing everybody what's going on. Now, in the rooms, your rooms have everything. They have the flat screens. You use Aveda bath amenities. Oh, my gosh. The ladies are loving that. You have the internet service. You have complimentary wireless internet access. Now, as far as the beach, can your guests take beach towels and things onto the beach?
Yes.
Is that
being a beach hotel, we provide beach towels,
mm-hmm.
beach chairs.
Oh, okay.
We have, from time to time, beach volleyballs, frisbees, anything you want to do, boogie boards on the beach. And it just makes life easy. Leave it all at home and come to the beach park, and we'll provide it for you.
I love it. I was just at a destination that was along the river, and what the people brought, I think they brought their entire home. And I love to hear that, because you start thinking, oh, my gosh, do I need to take this? Do I need to take that? Oh, the kids, what am I going to do? The kids need to have all their toys. That is fantastic. Very good thinking on your part, Kevin.
Yes, and the guests do love it and appreciate it. So it makes life a little easy when you do come to the beach house.
Because you're there to have fun.
Exactly.
And not worry about all this stuff. Now, the Beach House Hotel is on the corner right there on, is it 13?
1300 The Strand.
The Strand.
Just one block north of the pier.
And tell my listeners what. And that's a whole world of its own. What goes on the pier there in the area, the main street area?
Yeah, Pier Avenue is the main street coming into Hermosa. It is a area that is just loaded with restaurants, and you name the type of food you want, it'll be in Hermosa. And I say that from the standpoint that there's a good 75, 80 restaurants to choose from seafood to steak to just any cuisine that your palate would want to attempt and taste. And then the nightlife, mm-hmm. all to itself, is a young community. A lot of people like to come down, mingle with the sports bars and things of that nature. But it's just a fun place to be in the evenings.
Really a great, great vibe. Now, you do have a lot of celebrities that live in Hermosa, but they live there for a reason, because they're just part of the community. It's not, if they see them, they walk by the Beach House Hotel, and now the guests at your hotel might see a celebrity and their mouth will drop open, but the community, just is, they're just part of the community.
They're there on a day-to-day basis, and they come and go just like the rest of us.
Yep, and it's what, again, what makes Hermosa Beach very, very unique, the fact that it's community-oriented, but you have all the, everything visitors can enjoy. It's just a really total beach lifestyle, beach community. And it's just, it's beautiful. And again, the Beach House Hotel, you are in walking distance from the pier itself, from the Pier Avenue, where all the action's going on, right near the Comedy and Magic Club, which, like I say, that's just famous around the world. And Jay Leno still, we'll talk about that later on. Jay Leno still goes there on Monday night, or Sunday
nights.
Sunday nights. Sunday
correct.
Nights, excuse me. So it is a fabulous, fabulous location. You can park the car and just wander around and not have to worry about driving anywhere. So that is one of the key, that's what makes your property, in fact, it wasn't there when I was living there. When I drove down there, and I said, oh, my gosh, you have, like, one of the best, best locations in Hermosa Beach. You really do.
It is fantastic. And in our industry, location, location, location is what it is all about.
And you definitely have it there. And now, how long is the Beach House Hotel, how long has it been there?
13 years. Oh, it opened June of 96.
Okay, and again, you can go to the website. It's beach-house.com. And again, you have 96 loft suites, so people, I'm sure, need to make reservations probably a little bit in advance.
They do, especially this time of year, being the summer season. This is our high season, and making your reservations well in advance will be beneficial.
Okay.
We have four room types that they can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Ocean front, directly facing the beach.
Okay.
Ocean view is a north or south view.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have partial views, which are first floor. And then a standard non-view room, which does not have a view, but it has all the amenities and the patio and everything that goes with it, or right. the balcony,
yep.
That you can enjoy yourself while you're there.
Right, and that's for those that they figure, well, I'm not going to be in the room hardly any anyway, so what
exactly.
the heck? Exactly. And you had a little, in the evening, outside, you have a little room that had some munchies and drinks, and very, very nice. And I think you do breakfast in there
yes,
as well?
Yes, that is our breakfast area that is continental breakfast that we provide on a daily basis, and it's a very nice spread that the kids as well as the parents can get juices, coffees, cereals, bagels. It's a pretty good spread. And then in the evenings, on the weekdays, or weekends I should say, excuse me, we provide a lounge, as we refer to it, sunset lounge for our hotel guests. And it's a great way to watch the sunset and, again, watch the people walking by.
Well, I have to tell you, I sat out there the other night and had a great time. It was wonderful. Well, Kevin McCarthy, thank you so much for coming and being on the air. And thank you for the trip to give away to my listeners to the Beach House Hotel. And if you had to describe Hermosa Beach in one sentence, what would you say?
Must come. Must see, must enjoy.
I love it. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, on that note, we are going to take our first break. When we come back, we're having Margie on, and we are going to talk about the Magic and Comedy Club. We spent the evening there the other night in Hermosa Beach. Had a great time. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI, coming to you live from the Beach House Hotel in Hermosa Beach.
Three little fishies in a itty-bitty pool.
I'm one of those who said I never would. But after years of horse training, sailing, and golfing, Mother Nature has got the best of my skin. So I've decided to stop Mother Nature in her tracks with the help of Dr. Lombardo of Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Mirage. I searched for a year to find a doctor who listens to my needs and wants, then explains the process to me with no sales pitch, just compassion and professionalism. Call Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery today for all of your cosmetic surgery needs at 760-610-8990. Or visit them on the web at LombardoCosmeticSurgery.com or on the homepage of TravelingWithFrancoise.com. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort, and of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com. Can you live on $800 a month? Sadly, that is the average monthly income for many seniors here in our Coachella Valley. And in a time of crisis, these same seniors feel there is no one to turn to. Well, there is someone, Desert Samaritans for Seniors. From financial assistance to help with everyday life, Desert Samaritans for Seniors has been helping qualified seniors in our valley for several years. For help or to help someone else in need, please call 760-837-9066. That's 760-837-9066 or visit them on the web at DesertSamaritans.org. Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey!
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
The Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authority, known as the CVA, is the official marketing and tourism agency for the Coachella Valley. You have the opportunity to participate in our national and global sales and marketing efforts to increase your business. We exclusively promote our member businesses in the official publications, visitors guides, and the destination's official website. CVA membership builds success. For CVA benefits, please contact us at 760-770-9000 or online at Palm Springs, USA.com. This is your CVA.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI, coming to you from the Beach House Hotel in Hermosa Beach. What a quick change artist I am. Here are some interesting facts. Listen to this. Now, back in the 1900s, you could buy an acre in Hermosa Beach of a 10-mile oceanfront property for $35 an acre. Yeah, okay, but that was a way back when. You're not going to be touching it for $35 an acre now. And that was, like I say, right along the Strand and farther back in Hermosa Beach. So, we should have been around then, folks. So, but before we jump into our next guest, who is Margie Bennett, and we're going to be talking about the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, famous around the world, we're going to touch base on a little Traveling with Francoise industry news brought to you by Urchin's Art for the Hair. Celebrities wear them all the time. Why not you or your special someone? For more information, please visit Urchins on the web with an S.com. Let's see, what do we have in the industry? I'm so excited to talk about the Comedy and Magic Club. I really, I know, you know what I wanted to tell you real quick? Next week, and you still have a chance to book your room at the Beach House Hotel now, it's Navy Week next week in Los Angeles, and they have a whole week of things going on. I was going to try to go. I won't be able to make it, but it starts tomorrow with the USS Lincoln in Port Los Angeles, which is only, 30 minutes away at the most, not even that much.
20.
Yeah, over the hill in Palos San Pedro area. They have events happening Tuesday, Wednesday, all week long. I put this on the homepage of Traveling with Francoise. It is, the website is Navy, let me look real quick, NavyWeek.org. So it sounds like a phenomenal event. Like I say, you still have time, plenty of time to book your room at the Beach House Hotel and get up here and go and support the Navy and all these great events. So anyway, that's one of the news. I also wanted to tell you that I'm going to be the MC in the Borrego Springs on October 21st and 23rd through the 23rd for the 46th annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. I am emceeing the event, so go to the website, go to the Borrego Springs Resort, make reservations for that. We'll be out on Christmas Circle. There's a parade, all sorts of stuff. So I think that's very exciting. I'm really excited about that. You know me and a parade. I love parades. They have a lot of parades in Hermosa Beach as well, and they have the Christmas parade, all sorts of things. So, and let's see, our CVA Minute brought to you by the Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authority, your one-stop shop in Palm Springs and the surrounding area to know what's going on in our area, PalmSpringsUSA.com. Send all your friends to the website when they're coming into town so they will know what is going on in our area up there in the Coachella Valley. But now we are going to switch gears, and we are going to come right back here to Hermosa Beach. Margie Bennett joins us. Hi, Margie.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. Now, you and I had a great time the other night at the Comedy and Magic Club.
We sure did, and I have to say, 20 comics in 2 hours, I had no idea, but their anniversary special, which is, they're 33 years old this summer, and when we heard 20 comics, I thought, my God, we're going to be here till tomorrow.
I know, I saw your
face. I thought, you've got to be kidding me, but it was so fun.
It was a lot of fun, and there were men, there were women. It was so diverse. I mean, each comic, you would think, with 20 comedians, and this is their anniversary special, special, their anniversary celebration, which is going on right now. I think it goes on the next week.
Just this next week.
Next
it goes through, goes through July.
Right,
and,
through July.
Like you said, diverse. We had comics that were maybe 21 years old. I think they have to be in the club. And we had comics that were my age, which is a lot older than that. And I've been doing it for years. And we had them from all over. We had them from South Africa, from Britain, from New York, from Chicago, as well as the South Bay. So it was really fun.
It was quite a show. It was quite a show. And there were times where I was laughing so hard I had tears in my eyes. There was a couple that we were kind of, we got the humor and we were laughing, but some of them, some comedians are the intellectual type. Their comedy is about something they want you to think about, not just the crazy stuff. They
exactly.
had a little bit of everything. Great, great show.
What was great was in 5 minutes, you liked them, wanted them to stay on, or if you didn't like them, they were gone. That little bell went off, and there they went.
And most of the time, I have to say that the bell came too soon for me.
Yes.
It came too soon. It was great. Now, let's talk a little bit. When I lived here, Magic Club, Magic Comedy Club was the place to go. I mean, whenever you visit Hermosa Beach, it is one of the places to go. A lot of the comedians get started there. A lot of the veterans come back there because the atmosphere, the audience is a different type of audience. In Los Angeles, they have the audience is more attuned to celebrities. But out here, they're looking for the real audience. I mean, you and I type people.
I think so. And what the Comedy and Magic Club is known for, yes, the beginnings of many and a place where people come back to. As I told you, I just saw a great show with Lily Tomlin there in, I think it was January or February of this year. I've seen Ray Romano there. I've seen Jerry Seinfeld there and names that I don't remember. So it has a wonderful name, 33 years. It has great food. You don't have to have dinner, but you should have dinner because we had a great dinner.
I was going to bring dinner. It was fantastic. In fact, I don't recall them having dinner there way back. But
I think they might have started more as a bar and a club and then went into dinner. I know they've had it for some time, but I can tell you right now, sometimes I'm picky, I think they have great food and stuff. They're a good restaurant as well as a great club. And what makes it different is it's such an intimate atmosphere. You are not very far from the stage from any seat in the house. You have a very personal feel with the comedian. And yes, Jay Leno on Sunday nights. And people say, does he really come? And yes, he really does. He drives up in a different car every week. He parks right in front. Obviously, they know him. And he comes in, he works his material, and if it works, you're going to hear it on The Tonight Show. If it doesn't work, you might not hear it. But he's very, very kind, very generous, and besides the big names, you get a lot of names. Like you said, there were probably five or six people I'd never heard of that I could hear a two-hour show from them easily.
Easily. And when you were talking about intimate sitting, it's only 225 seats in the Comedy and Magic Club, which, like you say, there's not a bad seat in the house, and the sound system is based around people getting on the stage and talking, so you can hear from any corner of the room. Now, when we were sitting there, we were looking around the room. Describe to my listeners what they have in the walls. Very interesting.
Mike Lacy, who's the owner, has a phenomenal collection of memorabilia and a lot of costumes, everything to do with comedy and magic. In fact, I had a recent conversation with him. He's looking for a town where he may start a museum because he probably has more in that area of memorabilia than anyone in the country. And it does change out. You see it. And it adds to the whole festive nature. Obviously, we got free birthday cake. They had birthday celebration
33
things.
33 years.
Candy and things on the tables. But the other thing that you see there, and I see this every time differently, and I haven't been on a Friday night. We were there on a Friday night. Been there during the week recently. There were all ages of people there. There were locals there. There were visitors there. We heard of people because the comedians talked to them. We had senior citizens there. We had people in their 20s and in between. So it really has an eclectic audience, but because you can be so up close and personal, I think there were probably several friends of some of the comics that were there. But I find it very, very... It's fun, and I'm not necessarily I don't know all of the big comics or anything, but there wasn't one on there that wasn't on Comedy Central or had been on a major television show that you've heard of or been a performer somewhere. So you really get some great names coming into this small community.
And folks, with me on the air right now is Margie Bennett, and her and I went over to the Comedy and Magic Club on Friday night, had dinner, had a great show. And all of the comedians, yeah, I was watching the crowd around us, and really, like you said, they were all ages, but everyone could relate to the acts. All the acts. There was no generation gap anywhere with any of the... They were performing to everyone, is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely, yeah. To everyone, and very different. I thought one of the most interesting was the gentleman with gray hair, from what he talked about, he had to be close to 65 or 70. Yeah. He's actually a director now, and I'm sorry, I can't remember his name.
Oh, Will Schreiner.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
Will.
He asked somebody where they were from, and he had a story.
Yeah.
And he all ad lib. And I also thought it was interesting, there were a couple that weren't so good, and we enjoyed them because they failed. You know, they're like, where's the buzzer, I'm ready to go. But maybe one or two. I mean,
yeah.
Really, really fun.
And they could, yeah, like you said, when they knew that they weren't quite getting their probably new material that they were working on and they were testing it on us, yeah, they were saying, ring that bell. This is the longest 5 minutes of my life. I really, really had a wonderful time. Now, another thing is you and I walked from the Beach House Hotel over a wonderful walk because we walked down Pier Street, which, I mean, what, 5 minutes?
Pier Avenue isn't even 5 minutes, other than there's a lot of people, but it's right on Hermosa Avenue. It's literally 3 to 4 blocks away, and when you stay at the Beach House, it's one of our recommended stops. In fact, we have a package that's going to premiere after August because we're very busy in the summer, and you can come, you can stay on a Sunday night, get tickets, guaranteed tickets to see Jay Leno, as long as he's on the calendar. Again, it's not every single Sunday, but the majority of Sundays by far. You can stay overnight on a Sunday, which is a little bit lesser rate, and you can go there for dinner, and it will include your admission and a guaranteed VIP seat in at the Comedy Club when you stay at the Beach House.
That's a great package. And the show, I like that the show doesn't start till a little bit later. So after you spend the day on the beach, on the strand, hanging out in your balcony at the Beach House Hotel, then you can go over to the Magic and Comedy Club, have dinner, and spend the entire evening there.
Right. And if you want to plan your trip, they have a good website with a really good calendar that shows a few months out. It's comedyandmagicclub.com. And it gives you some of the history as well as who are the coming attractions. And they've got it listed, I know, now from August through September. So,
well, and it's open 6 days a week, right?
Closed on Mondays, but open six nights a week.
Six nights a week, and it's like I say, it really is a fun time. The admission is $13.50 during the weeks, is usually, unless it's a special show, and then $16 on the weekends, and then of course you buy your meal and
drink. Two drink minimum. You don't need to eat there if you are. There's sushi and other things right around there if you go and eat someplace else, but it's a 2 drink minimum and admission. Yeah. It's a great night, and it's a very affordable night, and you don't walk away without a smile on your face.
Yeah, you don't. And normally, when it's not the 20 comics at five minutes each, how many comics are usually on a regular night?
I don't know if there is just a regular night. They do have 10 comics on a night on, I think, one night of the week. If you have a name, like when Jay comes on, there's usually one, sometimes two, that warm up, and he comes on for 45 minutes. So anywhere from 2 to 3 or 2 to 4, depending who it is. And then the special nights where they have 10 comics for, and they each get 10 minutes then. So it's 10 comics for one night. And I think that's Tuesdays, sometimes Thursdays. But again, it'll show that on the calendar.
Okay, and folks, that's the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, walking distance from the Beach House Hotel. Like I say, it's been around for 33 years. Many, many, many comedians have started there. I know my friend Tom Dreesen has been there over the years. I mean, just about any comedian you can think of has at one point performed at the Comedy and Magic Club. I mean, I was looking at the list here. There is Robin Williams, Jerry Seinfeld, and Jim Carrey, Tim Allen, Billy Crystal, Elaine Boozler. I mean, it goes on and on. Cato Kaelin.
They've all been there. And coming up, John Lovitz, that's the one I was telling you about. He's coming in September 22nd. And again, really, really fun people.
Hey, need to be 18 years of age or older.
And bring your ID. They're going to check
IC.
It.
Well, they didn't check mine.
Nor mine.
Oh, boy. What was up with that? We need to call Mike and talk about that. But and you can, it says, how far in advance can you book there? Let's see here. You can book a week or two in advance. But if you have the package?
If you have the package, you can book. Again, that package won't start until September 1. And we mm-hmm. did that because we're very busy during the summer yeah. at the beach house. But you'll be able to book anywhere from 6 months out. It can't always guarantee he's going to be there
right.
on a Sunday night, but Jay's calendar is usually up for 2 months beforehand. So.
Really? Yeah, and I find that very interesting that it's that important to him to go over to the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach and perform to an audience of visitors and just us regular folk and see what we think.
Actually, yeah. Mike Lacy would say this better because he knows the comics, but they love performing there, and there isn't one, no matter if it's Robin Williams. I happen to have a cousin, Dana Carvey, who's a comic. The live audience is everything. So as big as they get, they still need to relate to the live audience, and that's what keeps them going. I just saw Ray Romano on some kind of an interview on television. He said, I need that live audience. I miss it if I'm not there.
Well, I had a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me.
It was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to send everybody there. Like I say, stay at the Beach House Hotel. Book the package and then go to the Comedy and Magic Club, or just come and stay at the Beach House Hotel anytime and still go over to the Comedy and Magic Club. Thanks, Margie. It was a lot of fun. Okay, folks, we are going to take our last break of the show. Remember, you can sign up for your trip to the Beach House Hotel, two-night stay. Your little package here, all sorts of fun stuff. Give Valley a call at 760-320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. This will be the only day when you sign up that you are signing up for both trips. So once the show is over, that's it. No more. Done. Finito. And then on the television, we'll be featuring Redondo next Saturday and Hermosa Beach the following Saturday. So you'll be able to see all the places I've talked about on KESQ Channel 3. On that note, we are going to take our last break of the show when we come back. And boy, I've been practicing this over and over and over. And we're going to have Eric Now, okay, Margie, come on. Did I say this correctly? Because I can practice during the break. Fenoy Moana.
Moana.
Okay, Eric's sitting over there laughing. He's used to this. Well, I have a name, Francois Eric, so, you know, I understand where you're coming from. He is an Olympic, 2000 Olympic gold winner and beach gold medalist in beach volleyball. I'm really excited to have him on the show. You are listening to Traveling with Francois, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs, coming to you live from the Beach House Hotel in Hermosa Beach. Electric Car Distributors is proud to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 and the new Elegante LX. We also have great selection of Western Golf Cars and more, along with new Club Car and new Yamaha Golf Cars. Open 7 days a week with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For all your electric golf car needs, it's Electric Car Distributors. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767
5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mythaismile.com.
From the outlet malls to the romantic dinner on the town, make any event memorable by arriving in style with the help of Classy Transportation. Offering town cars, limos, and coaches, and serving the Coachella Valley since 1995, let Classy Transportation take the stress out of fun the classy way. For more info, visit ClassyTransportation.com or call 760-325-5900. That's 760-325-5900. Getting your business name and information over the airwaves is easier than you think. Let Traveling with Francoise do all the work while you have all the business. Contact me, Francoise, for more information about being an exclusive member of Traveling with Francoise. Direct at 760-409-9779. That's 760-409-9779. Or visit TravelingWithFrancoise.com and send me an email. So don't wait, because it's never too late to get some business.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery. Okay, with us is a 2000 Olympic gold medalist in the Sydney Games, Eric Moana. I was so close. I practiced.
Close. We almost had it.
I was doing. Okay, first of all, Eric, you say your name correctly.
Fanoi Moana.
Yeah, see, it's so simple. It's so simple when you say it. Fanoi yeah. Moana. There you go.
I had a lot of practice.
Yeah. Now, okay, I'm a little bummed. I am a little bummed. Where is the gold medal?
Oh, I didn't bring the gold medal.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Okay.
Normally I walk around town with it, but today I forgot it.
Well, see, there you go. I tell you. I tell Marty, I don't know. What are we going to do here? Well, it's a pleasure having you on the show. It's a real honor. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And, well, the reason, too, I wanted you on the air because volleyball, beach volleyball in Hermosa Beach is just a lifestyle. It's such a huge part of Hermosa Beach. And it started way back. So, but let's get a little background from you. How long have you lived in the Hermosa Beach area?
Gosh, I lived in Hermosa since I was 17. I moved all the way from Manhattan Beach over to Hermosa Beach, and I've been to Hermosa Beach ever since. So quite a long time. And it's just, you know, fun city. Fun city in the sense that, you know, it's a beach town. You can go down to the beach and surf. I like to surf. I like to play beach volleyball. I like to be active. So it's very unique in that sense that you can do everything you'd like, and it's fun, too.
Yeah, it's a great lifestyle. Now, when did you start playing beach volleyball?
I probably played when I was 5. So, but I wasn't just beach volleyball. It was, you know, hanging out with my friends, playing games, surfing, body surfing, anything by the ocean. I was a swimmer by nature. My family's a swimming background. My sister was in the 1976 Olympics. So we have 2 Olympians in my family, and wow. Swimming was our first. You know, you get in the water, you learn how to swim. You don't swim, you swim well.
Well, it's interesting that you were doing all the beach activities, and then volleyball comes into your life, and then you become an Olympic gold medalist in beach volleyball. Did people, when you were growing up, did anyone think that beach volleyball was going to become part of the Olympic Games? Did it even cross your mind that, hey, I'm going to have a career in beach volleyball?
No, it was more like beach bum.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're not going to do anything. You're not going to make a living in beach volleyball. So I managed to make a good living playing beach volleyball and traveling the world. And, you know, it's something that I love to do. I love to play beach volleyball. It was just an opportunity. And there was a tour that was traveling nationally. We had 21 stops at the height of the AVP tour. Mm-hmm. And then I went internationally with another 8 events. So I was traveling, you know, over 26 weekends a year playing beach volleyball and making money at it, making a lot of money and being sponsored. and just a great lifestyle. And, you know, my office was the beach.
Well, I think for me and a lot of people, I know living down there that I had watched beach volleyball just really grow and become a sport, a competition on weekends. People, in fact, yesterday when I was over there, they had all the nets set up, and there was it was just mobbed with people around there, all having their own sorts of competition and stuff. When did beach volleyball really take off? And you've had some major international championships in Hermosa Beach on the beach there.
Absolutely. And probably when I right when I was coming out of college, and probably in the 90s, even the early or late 80s, you know, with St. John Smith and Randy Stoklos and Tim Hovland and Mike Dodd and Karch Karai, those guys kind of set the stage for us. And they were characters. They were, it's kind of like the WWF now or the UFC. These guys really had some type of spirit, and also kind of like a John McEnroe. They're always arguing with each other. They're always entertaining you. And you're at the beach. So you're going to the beach to get entertained by these guys who are crazy playing beach volleyball. It was just a fun atmosphere. I think everyone enjoyed themselves. And then from there, it kind of took off. And then, you know, the opportunity in 1996 to become an Olympic sport in Atlanta, that's where it just started to really grow internationally.
And a lot of the players that were on the Olympic team, were a lot of them from Hermosa Beach here?
I think they were from all beach towns, you know, from Huntington Beach to San Diego to Santa Barbara. But, you know, Manhattan Beach, they're all from this, you know, general area, but they're mainly West Coast.
Were you in on the ground floor, or knew the guys that actually said, hey, let's make a tournament out of this. Let's make some money out of beach volleyball. Let's get all these sponsors here in Hermosa Beach. I mean, the beach is now sponsors galore all over. They can't wait to get to Hermosa to talk to all the beach players, all the beachgoers out there. Were you part of that, or?
I would say I watched it developed. Mm-hmm. My guys that I like to watch were Karch Karai and Tim Hovland and Mike Dodd. I kind of took the best of what they had. You know, Tim Hovland was the entertainer. I mean, he was going to say and do stuff that, you know, you're like, I can't wait for him to play. And then Mike Dodd was a very good defensive player, which, in my opinion, defense wins games. Mm-hmm. And Karch Karai was the most well-rounded, best player there is. And he's just a legend in that. So I just followed them. And why don't I just watch them? I got to play against them. I got to enjoy watching them play while I'm growing up. And they were great role models. And you know, I was just lucky. I was at the right place at the right time, and they trained at the same beach I did. And that's, you know, that in itself was just, I couldn't wait to get on the court with them the day that they called me up. Eric, do you want to play? And I was like, yes, of course.
I'll be right there.
Yeah, I'm in.
And with us, folks, is Eric Fanoy-Moana, who is a 2000 Olympic gold medalist in beach volleyball. Now, it says Eric the Body. What is that about?
Oh, that's a long time nickname. You know, my whole thing is when I was training to be on the AVP tour was I wanted to be the best.
Uh-huh.
So I trained harder than anybody. And I was in the gym 3 hours a day. I was working out 5 hours a day. It was just a matter of I didn't want to lose because I was tired.
Oh.
I wanted that factor out of the game. So because I worked out so hard that people just, there was an announcer that, it was a friend of mine, said, the body's playing, and I was just like, what is that all about? But whatever, I need to concentrate on playing. So it's hard to keep up with the body. It goes from the body to the belly to the booty. So it goes quickly, but you try to hold on to the body as long as possible.
Well, obviously, you're dark and tan and tall, and it looks like you're still out on the beach, in Hermosa Beach. Now, have you seen the lifestyle change that much in Hermosa Beach as far as the beach itself in the last 10 years?
I wouldn't say the lifestyle, but, you know, with beach volleyball, it's a great social game. I don't care if you aren't very good at the game. There's ways that you can still participate. Like, we have four-man. So instead of two-man, you can do four-man, and you can still play on with the best players and still just kind of take care of your court, you know, your little spot. And if you do that, then you're fine. But it's a great game that you can play with friends, family, and kind of hang out.
Do you teach people how to play beach volleyball?
I do actually do something for the beach house. I have two-hour lessons. I charge $100 an hour, and basically I take them out to the beach and teach them how to play the game very efficiently. Beach volleyball is very difficult. Walking on the beach is very difficult. So my goal is to teach people who are interested how to play the game right.
And that's a good thing because, of course, there's all that macho stuff going on out there, too. I was watching the other day, and the guys want to be good at any level. They want to be good. So they can contact you, actually, through the Beach House Hotel.
Absolutely, yeah. They have my name and number. There's also a flyer there. You can kind of get the information from the beach house and then give me a call based on availability, of course.
Okay, and most of your lessons, are they weekends, during the week, anytime?
Well, I do residential real estate, so here in the South Bay, so I'm allowed to kind of change up my schedule as needed. And again, I have a passion to teach. You know, I think I have a lot to give to people and share information on how to be a better beach volleyball player. So because my real estate business is doing well, I get to teach people and kids.
Wow, nice life. Very good. And how about Eric's Dig for Kids Foundation? What's that?
Dig for Kids is an after-school program I started in 2000. And basically, it's a three-hour program. 2 hours is for education, and 1 hour is for playing volleyball indoor. We do it in the inner city. And, you know, most of the time, we are big brothers and big sisters. You know, we're mentors to these kids. And, you know, the things that we see is mainly they are misguided. And we try to help them, you know, do the same formula that works, is you are educated and you go to college and then you get to have fun and then you hopefully get a good job and then make lots of money.
Yeah. And for some of my listeners, actually I had a lot of response on Facebook and Twitter about coming to this area because they really hadn't thought of Hermosa Beach and Redondo Beach as a destination, a travel destination. For some reason, you know, just those other beaches sort of pop into your head right away, but it's a wonderful destination. How would you like to describe the area for visitors that have never been here that are thinking about, wow, now I need to get over there?
Well, we're a beach town. We're definitely a beach town that has a lot of conveniences very locally. So if you want to go up to Hollywood, we're very close to Hollywood. If you want to go to the beach, obviously it's right down in our neck of the woods. The restaurants are conveniently located, you know, within the Pier Avenue, especially in Hermosa. Everyone wants convenience, and, you know, if the beach is first. So you come to go vacation. People go to Hawaii, you can go to Hermosa Beach, would be a lot cheaper.
And just as fun and beautiful.
Just as fun and beautiful as well. The water's great, you know, it's clean, and we have one of the best beaches in the world.
And finally, I have to ask this because people are thinking it. When you look at your gold medal, I'm sure you still look at it. What do you think? What goes through your head?
Well, I use it as motivation. Motivation to motivate kids to do great things. I mean, I was a kid too. You know, I had a dream when I was 7 years old that I wanted to be an Olympian after my sister, and I watched her. And I was just like, someday, and I just didn't know if it was ever going to happen. So I use it as a tool to motivate kids that they can be in that same opportunity to start thinking about what they want to do in the future. And I hope I motivate my own kids first, but it's a great motivator, and it's just something that I cherish, and I wish I could wear it every day, but, you know, I have to take it off once in a while.
Well, thank you so much. It's been an honor having you on the air.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, folks, this is it. We have to wrap it up. Coming to you from the Beach House Hotel in Hermosa Beach, that was Eric Fanoi Moana, who 2000 Olympic gold medalist. I think I said it right. I've had a wonderful, wonderful time here. All this will be posted on my website, everywhere we talked about everything. Lots of links for you to go to. I encourage everyone to come out to Redondo and Hermosa Beach. Spend a week, spend a month, get out of the desert, and just come out here and enjoy a lifestyle that's really a wonderful, wonderful lifestyle. On that note, folks, I'm going to sign off here. You've been listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. Thanks to all my guests. Thanks to everybody. Have a great week. I'll see you next week back in the station. And remember, it's never too late to get a life.
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick the spot. Nightlife? I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf? I'll pick...
Hear us on the internet. Newstalk920.com. The Hot Talk is on Newstalk 920 KPSI Palm Springs.
And now Newstalk 920 KPSI presents Los Angeles Dodgers baseball.
Arco's Straight Up Gas Institute here conducting a little Q&A at the pumps. Sir, are you a regular Arco customer?
Oh, well, I've been filling here since the 70s.
Wow, same station?
Yeah.
Same jeans?
Yeah.
Talk about value.
Yeah, built to last, huh? Though I did have to get the waste taken out. Just a bit.
At Arco, you'll find the same quality gas at usually 5 to 10 cents less per gallon. Arco, straight up gas.
Based on independent retail price survey, see arco.com for details.
This Deputy Call to Duty is brought to you by ALADS, the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. In October a few years ago, Deputy Corey Morning responded to a downed assault victim call. As he arrived on the scene in suburban Cerritos, he was fired upon by the nearby gunman. Without regard for his own safety, Deputy Morning remained in the line of fire protecting the fallen victim. He then engaged and fatally wounded the gunman. For his outstanding bravery and dedication, Deputy Morning was awarded the Governor's Medal of Valor and is spotlighted in this Deputy Call to Duty.
Needing an attorney for any reason can be stressful. Hi, I'm Larry Elder, an attorney and host of KBC's Larry on the Law. We've developed this show as a place for legal discussion, but we've taken it a step further. Just go to LarryOnTheLaw.com and select the legal category that relates to you. We've done the roadwork and found the experts like Phil Liberatore, CPA tax specialist, and Don Randolph, Randolph & Associates, criminal defense. Your story remains confidential and will only go to the law firm we've selected for you. It's LarryOnTheLaw.com and tune in to Larry on the Law Saturdays on 790 KABC.
Did you know even people who drink responsibly get arrested for a DUI? Most people have no idea what their alcohol level is. This is Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles Al Berman. If you, your loved ones, or your friends ever get arrested for a DUI, call me. We understand a DUI conviction can ruin your life. Call